Hi there, you're listening to ARP, the Album Review Podcast. Today we're talking to Phil from Logical Miracle, and we're going to talk about three tracks taken from his album, Goth Glow Volume 1, the After Dark Collection. So the first song we'll be listening to is Static Skin. Before we listen to it in full, Phil, what inspired you to write this?
Basically, one night, when flicking through the TV channels, I saw a documentary on robotic sex dolls. Static skin, I'm not alive. I wear the shape just to survive. You kiss me like you mean to heal. But static's all I ever feel. So what really inspired me? How scary this concept is, replacing people with robots.
What is the song actually about?
Static Skin is a song about a robot whose intelligent thinking realises its owner is actually fallen in love with it and decides to tell the owner.
Tell the owner what?
That they're not human.
Static Skin!
So my understanding is, Phil, that you're actually a lyricist, so these albums are all about your lyrics. On that basis, do you have a favourite line?
Yes, I have two, in fact. The first one is, static skin, I'm not alive, I wear the shape to stay alive.
Oh, that's good. That's quite deep.
The second, my voice is just a playback reel, programmed to sound like I can feel.
Static skin!
So, in summary, how would you describe this song?
To be honest, beautiful and tragic. There's something really human about wanting to make a connection, even if it is with something that can never truly feel back. And the line, I wear the shape just to survive, was also a metaphor for people hiding their true selves.
Your hand on mine, but I feel cold, like a picture someone overexposed. You say my name like it should burn, but I forgot how pain should turn. I smile like I'm made of glass, hoping it's something. See what's in this grin. You never touch my static skin. Static skin. I'm not alive. I wear the shape just to survive. You hold me like I might feel, but nothing here is ever real. You blink and I'm a shadow's light,
If you break me, will I bleed? Or just flicker and recede? Is there love beneath the code? Or just echoes in download mode? Static skin!
So this next song, My Old Me, interesting title. You're probably going to have to explain what this one's about.
The song is about a person who realises that this is their time. They've been on a journey and now it's time for them to be themselves and basically remove their old me. This is all about my old me and being the new me that they really are. A person who is going through change. It's like a rebirth. They've had issues, and now, after that change, they're rising like a phoenix.
Okay, so what inspired you to write this one?
The inspiration for this song was based upon where my life was at the time, which was a rather messy divorce. And I was trying to be the optimist that I am, and seeing what tomorrow might bring. What they're doing is they're reflecting maybe the way they were feeling. And in all honesty, I think a lot of us probably go through journeys like that with anxiety. And then we realise that the old you is something that you've put behind you. It's a rebirth and that you need to move on. And this is the phoenix. And I keep saying the phoenix because I think the phoenix is really important.
So like the phoenix rising from the ashes.
Absolutely. There's enough people that know the story of the phoenix burning in the ashes and then rising and start their life new.
So is this like a metaphor? Is it relationship based or is it someone coming into their own?
I think the song is probably going to be thought of in different ways by different people. Is it a metaphor? Possibly. Is it about breakups? Possibly. Or is it just about realising that maybe this is the time that they should change?
This doesn't sound so dark and gothic to me.
Suggesting whether it's dark or gothic is down to interpretation. I think we all have things in our life that we think are dark. Gothic is we probably tend to think of horror, but I think this song probably is about change. Maybe the old me is not the person we want to be anymore, and maybe we need to be like a phoenix. We need to change and be something for ourselves.
I'm going to ask you again, lyrically, anything you're particularly proud of in this one?
Not really. It's a series of cliches, and therefore, lyrically, it's quite simple.
Fire, a love that fueled my heart's desire. But in the flames I found my core, a strength that's never felt before. In the fire I felt the pain, a heart that's fierce, a soul reborn. My old me has arisen anew from the burn. Burn all night, that is how I found my light. A spark that grew within the fire, a strength that only flames inspire. I'm over you. In the fire I felt the pain, but in the flames I'll rise again. From the ash a new me is born, a heart that's fierce, a soul reborn. My old me has arisen anew from the burn. Breaking through. No.
ashes, now I rise beyond the flames into the skies. In the light I found my flight, the old me reborn from the darkest night.
So the last track we're going to listen to is Inside My Grave.
I'm the light inside my grave.
A little claustrophobic, you might say, Phil. So tell me, what motivated this one?
I wrote this song for anyone who feels stuck or judged. I wanted to say you don't need permission. You can be your own light and start again. It's about facing the past and turning it into power. The song is about breaking free from fear and saving yourself. Lines like, I'm the light inside my grave,
inside my grave,
means she finds strength in a dark place. And Midnight Veins shows she finally feels alive instead of hiding. The song is about choosing yourself instead of trying to be perfect. I traded my halo to enjoy the night, says she stops worrying about being good. I struck the deal is a private promise to live louder. No more chains means the pressure's gone. The song is about facing the past and turning it into power. I danced with ghosts for 7 days is her working through old memories. And the 7 days represents 7 days of the week. All that's real is what I feel, says her feelings matter. And my shadow rises means she accepts her messy hearts and still shines.
That's wonderful, full of metaphors and symbolism. I think it's great and nicely written. So let's enjoy this, being inside your grave. Bit tight in here.
Heartbeat caught in midnight veins, electric blood beneath my chains. You touch my skin, you start the spark. I live inside your neon dark. I prayed in fear, I slept in a haze. I danced with ghosts for 7 days. The truth got heavy, love got light. I traded my halo to enjoy the night. Now I float on violet beats, bleeding sound through empty streets. All that's real is what I feel. In the dark I struck the deal. In my midnight veins I burn.
So that's the three songs taken from Goth Glow. Static Skin.
Static Skin, I'm not alive.
My Old Me.
My Old Me has risen anew.
And Inside My Grave.
I'm the light inside my grave.
Well, thank you, Phil.
No, thank you.
Just one question. Where can I get these from?
They're available on Shazam, YouTube Music, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, SoundCloud, Tidal, Pandora, Audio Mac, Boomplay, and Flow. Or you can buy the individual songs on iTunes, Amazon, and Beatport. You can also follow us on our socials with the handle of @logical_miracle on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram.
Thank you, Phil. And thank you, listeners. That's all for this review. If you'd like to get in touch, email us on arp.podcast.album.review@gmail.com.